From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Some random facts for Tuesday.
Okie doke.
Dos Equis sales. You know the beer?
Yes.
Went up 22% in the United States after they introduced the most interesting man in the world. In 2008. I wonder, though, because the man's not the same. He's a younger man.
Yes.
And are their sales still up? That's what I want to know.
I would wonder that myself.
I don't know. Did you know that lemons float, but limes sink?
What?
They have a very small difference in density, but just enough to change what happens to them in water. I never knew that till right now. Huh? What do you know? The first Diet Cola. Diet Right in 1958.
That's the first one.
That was the first one. Then in 63, Coca-Cola released Tab, and Diet Pepsi came out. Diet Coke didn't come out until 1982. I remember that.
Oh, Tab.
You remember Tab?
Yes.
I remember Tab, and then Diet Coke came out, and then I was addicted, and then I had to stop drinking it some years ago. And last one, Barbie. Barbie is from a fake town called Willows, Wisconsin. There is no Willows, Wisconsin.
There's not.
No. Okay. But that should just go along with the whole fakeness of Barbie anyway, because, you know, she's shaped like a fake woman. She's fake. She's
That is.
Everything's,
that's true.
Everything's fake. She's plastic, mostly plastic. All right.
Mostly
Although
plastic.
Nobody complains about the fact that G.I. Joe had no genitals. Nobody complains about that.
Nobody complains.
They complain about Barbie, but nobody complains about G.I. Joe. I'm just saying. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News.
Maybe he figured out how to flatten them.
No. What's going on?
All right. Maybe John Travolta should just stop doing award shows.
Oh?
I mean, I frankly hope he doesn't. Because he is an unintentional comedy machine.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Last night's MTV Video Music Awards.
Which nobody watched.
Video.
Yeah.
MTV Video? What?
Yeah, what's that? Music? Music on music television? What's that? I
don't know. Were held in New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey.
John's home state.
Wow. You know what? I didn't know he was from New Jersey. Huh.
Now there's your random fact for
today. Another random fact for today. I didn't know that.
They brought him out to present Video of the Year.
Yeah.
With another New Jersey native.
Who's
Queen
that?
Queen Latifah. And he actually made a joke about his classic, Adele Dazeem. The flub he made from the Oscars.
Yeah, we remember that. It was Idina Menzel, but he didn't get that out, did he?
No, he didn't.
Live TV.
So he handed Queen Latifah the envelope because he just flubbed the pronunciation, so Latifah announced the winner.
And?
Taylor Swift.
You know, he's bald now.
Yes.
Yeah. Not sure I like that. He should put on a wig.
He's worn a toupee for years.
I know, but he should put it back on. I don't like the bald guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like him. I don't like the bald guy. You know, you have this picture in your mind of stars, but it's like John Travolta is not supposed to be old. In my book, he's supposed to be...
Or bald, evidently.
Tony. He's supposed to be Danny. Danny Zuko. He's supposed to be the young guy. And he was the mother in Hairspray, which I thought was good. He looked good in a wig and a muumuu.
I did not know that you felt this strongly about John Travolta's hair.
That's not the story. Last night, VMAs...
Maybe we should make this the story.
They
about
actually,
your
It's like,
your
why did they
passion?
Let John Travolta present the VMA? He's got nothing to do with music videos. Anyway, we've got to land this plane.
That was a long
plane.
Time ago.
What happened last... So Taylor gets up there. She accepts the award. You know, everything's great, I'm sure.
She brought her LGBT squad from the video up on stage with her.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It looks like John accidentally tried to hand the trophy to drag queen Jay Jolie, who, to John's defense, can look a lot like Taylor Swift.
You know what I like about award shows now?
What? I'm curious.
Well, I don't have to watch them. Because of YouTube, I can watch the highlights next day. Why waste 3 hours watching the Oscars or the Emmys or the VMAs,
True.
Which I would never watch? But I haven't watched the VMAs probably since the 1980s, when MTV used to play music videos.
Yes.
On music television.
Uh-huh. My goodness. I'm going to get you a Xanax or something.
John Travolta, put a wig back on, dude.
Lori Loughlin. Let's move on.
We haven't talked about Lori in a while, have
we? Let's move on because I need to calm you down.
No, okay.
Lori
Loughlin.
What's up with
Lori? What's up with Lori today? I'm not totally upset. I'm
just... And her husband, Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah, they're in the news today.
They are. Because they're heading to court.
Already?
What do you mean already? This is taking forever.
No, I thought they weren't going to go to court for their trial until next year. As a matter of fact.
They're due in a Boston courtroom today for a hearing in connection with the college admissions bribery scandal.
Long national nightmare.
They face up to 40 years behind bars.
Yeah, they do. They
have because they pleaded not guilty.
That's right. Yep. They don't believe they're guilty. They believe they were making a donation. Now that's what they're saying. That's their story now, and they're sticking to it. That we believe that we were donating to build a library at USC. Uh-huh. But my kids did not cheat on their SATs.
It's a long river, Lori. All right. So at today's hearing, a judge is actually going to question the couple about conflicts of interest regarding their attorneys.
Really?
Who have previously represented USC in real estate matters.
I don't see where that's a conflict of interest. Real estate, cheating scandal. No, no conflict. No conflict. They weren't buying real estate from USC. I don't think that's a conflict. This is going to be a big-ass thing, I think.
It is.
I think it's going to be a big-ass thing. And I think they're going to go to jail.
I think if they get just a slap on the hand, it's going to piss a lot of people off.
Well, yeah. Especially Felicity Huffman, who's going to jail for 4 months.
Yes.
It's like, you know. Yep. But Felicity did pay to have her child's SAT scores doctored. I'll just be honest with you. It's all bad. Uh-huh. But the sanctity of the SAT, I think that's a bigger crime
than donating.
People have been donating to colleges for years, you know? I mean, you know, alumni associations and things like that. Why is that okay? I don't know. They're going to go to jail. Yeah, they're just going to go to jail. I don't think they'll go for 40 years, but they'll do sometime. I'm just thinking.
They'll do sometime. Exactly.
All right. Well, you know who's not going to jail that we know of at this point, and that is Halle Berry. So good for her. I don't even think she's doing court for anything. So
not to my knowledge.
Not that we know, but find out about that, would you? All right. That's it for today. Overstayed the welcome. Have a great day. See you. Oh, no. We're not going to see you tomorrow. You're going to be...
Oh, I'll be... By the time the news comes on, I'll already be in Oakland.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Early
flying
early
at
to
the
rise.
Butt crack of dawn.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you on Thursday.
I have to get up before the butt crack even shows itself.
See you Thursday, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.